FM, broadcasting straight to your eardrums from the unceded Musqueam territory of the University of British Columbia. My name is Andy Resto, and this following hour is known as Muzak for the Observant on Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Going to try to keep things mellow for the most part this afternoon, beginning with a song about a horse as Christ.
I keep my horse stable well, join my brothers in song. This attendant soul as a passing form. If God has teeth, I have none. Like a pirate prevail upon the silver-rating ships. Merciless men are few. From my horse's lips this song is sung. You will be a sovereign. From upon my horse's ears the crown is hung. You will be a sovereign. Your serrated head anoint our dead. Brutes disrobed and deaf. Heads that for their honor roll right under heaven's bowl. Above our saddle come to rest. Toes hang from the branch. A horse that waits for rider's death never keeps riding. I keep my horse stable.
Didn't need answers can't be beat. Tap tap, who said the cloven feet? Tap tap, with the cloven feet. Tap tap, tap said the cloven feet. Tap tap, tap tap.
Stood on the pier waiting for you. After the show, the ships went by. Said hello, but knew it was finally goodbye. You see me. Fantasies go on forever.
This is Muzak for The Observant on CITR 101.9 FM every Tuesday from 2 to 3 p.m. My name's Andy Resto, also regularly hosted by Nick every week, Nick WT/Nick Wang Tretiak, the music executive here at CITR. This week, however, I'm taking over, and we started things off nice and easy sonically, though difficult, weary lyrically. Bonnie Prince Billy has a new record that just came out called Pond Scum. That is a collection of three old John Peel sessions that he recorded at the BBC over the years. One of them from 2001, another one from 2000 or 99, I believe, and then 94 is the earliest one. And that is where the song Stable Will, which I opened the show with, comes from. It's a 1994 Peel session. From Bonnie Prince Billy. And of course, back in 1994, he would not really have gone by the name of Bonnie Prince Billy, but would have most likely been either Palace Brothers or Palace Music. And Stable Will is, in general, what I garner from the lyrics about a horse that is undergoing the torments of Christ, almost... Waiting for the judgment of Christ and taking the cup, so to speak. Brilliant line in that song. If God has teeth, I have none. And it's very distinct, and it just comes and goes. And every time I hear it, my gut turns over a little bit, and I get shivers. Very good song. Great record, Pond Scum, which is just, as I said, a collection of older recordings. However, very well put together, and thus far in 2016, probably my favorite record. Odetta Hartman was after that, and she's from Brooklyn. Has an album that recently came out called 222, and the song was called Tap. She's signed to Northern Spy Records, which is a nice record label, and I trust most of what they put out. So I gave this a listen, and on first glance, it's not much. It might just be singer-songwriter music, but then as I was listening to it more, it's got a lot of depth to it, and particularly that song really stands out to me. Lots of background noises, doors closing, feet walking away, then random kind of static infringements on the song, and then a line about the tap tap is about these cloven hooves tapping is what she says, and then has a line at the end, cherries on the road to kingdom come I go. So it's a kind of like ashes to ashes. It's a very somber lullaby. And Marissa Nadler was what followed that, an artist on Sacred Bones Records. July was the last full length that she put out, which would have come out in 2014. And Holiday Inn was that song. Also a very melancholy, haunting delivery that I thought fit well with the other songs we played. And we're going to continue along that vein. With the Wainwright sisters, who came out with a CD called Songs in the Dark, and they're all meant to be structured as lullabies, kind of nighttime songs as you're falling asleep. Not all necessarily heartwarming, but we're going to hear Prairie Lullaby by the Wainwright sisters here on Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh.
of the day have fled, all in sleepy head. The stars are in the sky. Time that the prayers were said, my little old sleepy head, to a prairie lullaby. Saddle up your pony, the sand guide you down the trail of dreams. Stumbling in my tired little sleepy head to a prairie lullaby. The sandman's here to guide you down the trail of dreams. Stumbling in my tired sleepy head to a prairie lullaby.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever
go clear. Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene, and you treated my woman to a flake of your life. When she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regards. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here, for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping. This woman is free, yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. Sincerely, L. Cohen. Thank you.
Mika Posen. Her side project, known as Merganzer, Merganzer, from Toronto, a song called Hygge, Hygge. Mika Posen has been in various groups based mainly out of Toronto, such as Timber Tamber and Forest City Lovers, and has played alongside Feist at times with mainly contributing string arrangements. As Merganzer, she put out an album called Mirror Maze at the tail end of last year, in the fall of last year. And it's pretty good. That first one, that's the opening track, and it is one of the highlights of the record for me personally. And after a couple of brief but very important messages about Black History Month and about CITR 101.9 FM's upcoming annual fundraiser known as Fund Drive, on the other side of those messages, we're going to hear a group that song very clearly reminds me of, known as the Dirty Three. You're listening to Muzak for The Observant on CITR 101.9, broadcasting on unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. And my name's Andy Resto. I'm your host for this week on until 3 p.m.
Here in Vancouver, we celebrate our diversity and culture, and CITR is making Fund Drive all about it. Our goal this year is to raise funds to help grow more writers, broadcasters, and media producers, increasing the unique voices that grace our airwaves. Whether it's about specific cultural communities, musical genres, or alternative news, we want to hear it. Be a part of CITR's community. Donate, get cool swag, and party with us. The online donation page launches on February 15th, and the telethon goes live on February 25th. In celebration of Black History Month, the African Descent Society will be holding a forum on February 20th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at East Hastings Ray Cam Community Center. The forum will feature panel discussions and presentations by professors, MLAs, UN workers, and other experts who will be discussing a variety of topics, including racial discrimination, immigration and refugees, and a special honoring of the historical Black community of Hogan's Alley. There will also be music, drum circles, food, crafts, poetry, storytelling, and a heritage walk tour. So come and join this forum on February 20th. Thank you.
listening to a track called Balti, B-A-L-T-E-A, by a group called Koipu, C-O-Y-P-U. I found that I've had to spell many things I have tried to pronounce this afternoon. Koipu is a group composed of members of different projects, notably Six Organs of Admittance. And they have a full length called Floating that just came out recently that is instrumental, as you've heard. This one leans more on the ambient side. There is some psych space rock influence in the record as well. We're going to try to use this to shift to a... I don't know, closer to rock and roll music than we've had thus far in the hour. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this program's called Muzak for the Observant, on every Thursday from 2 until 3. From Koipu, I think we have a comfortable slide into Dive, D-I-I-V, from New York. Whose much anticipated sophomore record, Is R, has now been released unto the world. And its lo-fi bedroom post-punk is solid. It's a long record, but it is delivers on a lot of the intangibles that they revealed in their debut, Ocean. So we're going to hear the song Incarnate Devil by Dive here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. CITR and Discorder are proud to present Space Melt with Mind of a Snail on Friday, February 12th at Renegade on Main Street at 2nd Avenue near Science World. This one-night-only event features 9 renowned musicians and visual artists improvising simultaneously to create a mind-altering experience that you simply must see and hear to believe. For more info and tickets, go to spacemelt.ca.
Very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Thank you.
Victoria's Painted Fruits, GRK, Painted Fruits group to look out for from the island. Thought it went well with Happy Mondays and Dive pieces that we heard prior to that. Olive Oil by Happy Mondays. Squirrel and G-Man, 24-hour Party People, etc. Great, great record from the Happy Mondays from back in, I want to say, 1983, 1982. Really kind of kicked off a rave scene in Manchester in those years, which is odd and not necessarily what's always associated with the area. But Happy Mondays, that's what eventually they became about. I hope everyone enjoyed the program this week. If you're just tuning in, this is CITR 11.9 FM, a show called Muzak for the Observant, which happens every 2 to 3 p.m. On Thursdays. I hope you all have a wonderful afternoon. I'm going to wrap things up with No Negative, Montreal's No Negative, a song called Empty Casket, which thematically, I think, rounds out the episode well, as I kicked it off with, as I mentioned, a song about a horse bearing the burden of the Messiah, an empty casket, if you see it as a reference to the empty tomb. After 3 days, the depths and the heights of human endeavor. Thank you all for listening. This is No Negative, and stay tuned. CITR 11.9 FM.
Step number 5. Spend time with the person you want to be. Every night.